It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Curwood. As well as shorter days, migrating birds are a feature of this season, especially on the major routes that transit North America, like the Central Flyway from the Gulf of Mexico to Canada. Here's Michael Stein with our bird note.
We're here this early November dawn on the Platte River in central Nebraska. Out of the east, in the first light, flying low above the river's braided channels, comes a small aircraft. You could call it the Platte River Crane Plane. The pilot and two observers are searching for whooping cranes. With a population of just 270, these birds are among the most endangered in North America. Breeding in Wood Buffalo National Park in Canada, the cranes fly south to winter along the coast of Texas. In autumn, they pass through the Platte River Valley, typically during late October and early November. If cranes are spotted, a ground crew hurries to their location to monitor the bird's behavior and document their choice of habitat. This careful observation is made possible by a precedent-setting court ruling, giving endangered wildlife and their habitat legal standing in the use of the Platte River's water. Two planes fly every day between early October and early November. They fly at first light because the cranes, to protect themselves from predators, stand in the river's shallow waters at night. One could do worse than to be, at dawn, an observer of cranes. I'm Michael Stein.
To see some photos of the whooping cranes, swoop on down to our website, loe.org.